Queensland's Brigalow Belt is among Australia's most significant biodiversity hotspots. Yet, over the past 60 years, more than 90% of the forest has been cleared. The Brigalow Belt runs from the tropical forest just north of Townsville right down to the New South Wales border. A Commonwealth project to save threatened species has been assessing what kind of impact the clearing of the Brigalow has had on native animals and plants. And not surprisingly, the news isn't good. Dr. Rod Fensham is an ecology professor at the University of Queensland, specialising in threatened plants. He's also a member of the Threatened Species Recovery Hub. Dr. Fensham, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning.
Can you explain what the Brigalow Belt is?
Yeah, well, the Brigalow was a vast forest that went from inland forest that stretched from Townsville down to about Dubbo. It's a dark, dense forest which was of very little value for production, yet it grew on fertile soils. So when bulldozers arrived about the Second World War, that became tenable to clear the forest, and down it came. In less than a lifetime, most of the forest was cleared and there's only little remnants of it left.
So why has it been so massively cleared, over 90% in the last six decades?
Because it's of little productive value in its natural state, although it's got enormous biodiversity value. And in its cleared state, it yields productive pastures for cattle production. It's been enormously economic, particularly in Queensland, to clear the forest. And we've got very productive beef production properties in the wake of it.
You're involved in research to assess the impact of the loss of the Brigalow Forest on native wildlife. How extensive has the loss of plant species been there?
Well, it happened so quickly, it might have happened. We might have lost things before we even noticed. And that's where we came along to develop a methodology to actually try and drill into what we might have lost. So we used historical records of plants that are tied to plant collections kept in Australian herbarium. And we asked the question, you know, what was the flora of the Brigalow, and then which bits of it are likely to have been in trouble? And the bits that are likely to have been in trouble are those that are restricted to that vegetation type because it's been so extensively cleared, and those species that had little geographic ranges occurred across small areas. So what we found is about 20 species, most of which we hadn't realised might be in trouble, that are in serious trouble, and a couple of those seem to have gone completely.
I understand that includes what, medicinal plants?
Well, yeah, the two things that we've lost are two shrubs that we've been looking for them in their little location where they used to grow amongst the Brigalow, and we haven't been able to re-find them. What value they are, I'm not sure, but there's a group of plants in a genus called Solanum, which is closely related to tomatoes, and there's about four species that are in real trouble with the clearing of the Brigalow, and that family has been used in medicine, and of course it's got enormous value for agriculture. It includes tomatoes and potatoes and eggplant and many of the crops we eat, and the genes within those native species may well be useful for inferring different qualities to those commercial crops.
And I know plants are your specialty, but has the clearing resulted in a loss of any animals as well?
Yeah, there's a few birds and a mammal, the broad-tailed wallabies, in real trouble with the clearing of the Brigalow. And there's some reptiles as well that have suffered from the clearing of the forest.
And can the Brigalow be regenerated? What's your assessment?
Well, the very most important thing is to make sure that none of the remaining remnants are cleared. So that's the primary objective of a conservation recovery effort. But the remnants are in trouble from more than just clearing, because they get filled up with the exotic grasses that grow on the cattle pastures, and that infers them, it makes them really flammable. So fires chew away at the little remnants bit by bit, and we lose the precious remnants on the narrow roadsides and up against our national park boundaries where there's remnants, they get burnt away. So there's some pretty serious challenges just retrieving the remnants. In terms of recovering the rest of it, there are opportunities because the Brigalow trees stay in the ground and they regrow. and farmers re-clear them. And so if we could get appropriate incentives for landholders to keep those trees and recover the forest, and that might come along through the carbon market, then we do have an opportunity to sort of recover some of the old forest.
Rod, many thanks for getting up and having a chat with us this morning.
No worries, thank you.
Rod Fensham is an associate professor from the University of Queensland School of Biological Sciences, and he's a member of the Commonwealth Threatened Species Recovery Hub.